7 years of some of my best times. And I remember, I told Filene I can't pastor. I couldn't even run a school. And but I'm thankful that God is faithful. And He uses, I guess, your talents. You heard something about that this morning, didn't you? Anyway, this is a day of joy, okay? Amen. The church is moving onward and upward, and they aren't all dependent on one man. I'm thankful for that. Some of you are in great joy tonight because there's no longer going to be long messages. I am thankful, though. It has been a great privilege for Filene and I. We're just, our hearts are overflowing. And I wouldn't have planned it this way. I would like to have, gone out in glory, I guess. And but God has His ways to teach us. And I'm definitely needing of some teaching and patience. That's why they put me in the hospital, to be a patient. this is a good day. I have to remember that. I would like to read a scripture. And I think that this has really speaks us tonight. It's the story when Paul was going to Rome, and he passed through the city of Ephesus, and God called him to stay there a couple years, and but then it was time for him to leave, and I feel a little that way. I'm going to read the scripture. Paul says to the brethren there in Ephesus, the church, he says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all of them that are sanctified." And so, I too want to encourage you in your walk with God. God is a God of grace. He will help you. Goes on to say, "I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel." And you don't get rich being a pastor. I mean, the richness is in the spiritual helping and sacrificing, but I think you aren't here for financial gain. And I am thankful for certainly all the ways you have benefited my life and Philena's. You took very good care of us. And we just felt so secure here. Paul goes on to say, Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus." What did Jesus say? Are you familiar with that scripture? He said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." I think if we could remember that tonight, that giving to God is a blessing. And I want you to continue in that. I think I've seen the church. I know I've seen the church change as we've been here. You're very giving and loving people. And continue to do that. Paul goes on to say, "And when he had spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all." And I would like to do that tonight too. And they all wept sore. And fell on Paul's neck. And they kissed him. Now you don't have to do that tonight. And you can hold off the hugs too if you want a little bit. But they were sorrowing most of all for the words of which the apostle, that they had, should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. What a great story. What a close church. How much they loved Paul. Not just because he was an apostle, but because he was a man. And they were, I think, blessed by his ministry. And I'm thankful that Paul had given him, or God had given Paul such a great church, and that Paul was on his way to Rome, but God directed this church to encourage him. It was not going to be an easy trip. In fact, he was going to die there, I believe, you know. And so, I hope that is not the case here. But God is able, and it's His will that needs to be done. I have to praise God that the loving spirit that you have shown Philemon and I in this too short of a time, I believe the church has grown so much in so many ways. There is a spirit of unity and peace here, and I'm thankful for that. It blesses a pastor's heart when the brethren dwell together in unity. And continue to do that, would you? Be blessing others and encouraging others and pick them up along the way as they struggle. The Apostle Paul said, however, there are many dangers that can kill the heart of a church. Just because things are going well, don't forget to pray. The devil roars about seeking whom may devour. And I think sometimes we don't see the spiritual enemies that we have. I would encourage you, well, let me read what Paul said. For I have not shunned to declare unto you the whole counsel of God. And I have tried to do that. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock. He's talking to the leadership of the church here. So I want to encourage Cliff and Dave. Where is he? Anyway, did he run out on me? Oh, okay. To lead in a godly way. And you deacons, you are important. I'm excited for your heart for ministry. Paul goes on to say, he says, take heed there unto yourselves and to the whole flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. Aren't you thankful for that tonight? God purchased your salvation. You didn't work it out. God called you. And I want to encourage you to work out your salvation. You're going to have to disciple yourself, okay? You need to spend time with God, and I encourage you to do that every day, okay? That's one of the ways you fight off the enemy, is to be put on the whole armor of God. Paul goes on to say, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter among you, not sparing the flock. Boy, I don't like to hear that, do you? But, you know, the devil is as alive and well today as he was back then. And we may even be in a position where we may be persecuted. I can see that happening as our church becomes, or as our nation becomes more secular, that Christians will be the ones. Those that are doing right will be persecuted. And so, don't let that bother you. Keep on serving God. Amen. Paul says, Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking diverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, listen to this, because of this fact, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. So it's a warning tonight. I really would encourage you to think about that. This church can be go down as fast as it went up. And finally, I would like to say for Filene and I that we do thank you all for the many cards, calls, gifts. The church has been such a blessing that way. Some of you have written notes that have touched my heart. And sometimes we don't realize how we touch people. Many times we don't bless people when we should. I sometimes think pastors are the last to hear how they've been a blessing. So you let Cliff know when he preaches a good message, okay? And how you were blessed. And all the same for Dave. You know, if your children are growing in the Lord, in the teen group, you ought to let them know. Don't wait till he's sick. You certainly have encouraged us through this, and we're not to the end of the road. It was funny. We were going for, I don't know all the things we went for, but retirement and, you know, getting Medicare, and it's just been a lot of paperwork. I haven't done any of it. I just turned it over to my secretary. But Filene was trying to explain to us why certain payments were about the same, and she says, well, you know, it's getting towards the end, you know? And I said, wait a minute, you know? Don't sell me short. And I do feel God has a place for me and a purpose. Pray for me that I be patient, as I said, and that we would be able to find a liver that the doctors would maybe sense how sick that I am. Sometimes they get quite hardened and they say, go to the hospital and we'll give you all this drugs and we'll help you. And then when you get better, they say, well, I don't think you need it now, you know. And so we're in kind of that position. I feel I'm ready, but we have to wait on people, and it's their choice, not ours, as far as a liver transplant. I did tell Filene, I think yesterday, that this isn't a 100-yard dash. I think that's what I thought it would be. This is a marathon. And so we have to persevere. And I would say that with each of you. There's going to be hardship. And whatever God has called you to, persevere. Don't let the devil, don't let the flesh, don't let the world get the best of you and get victory in your life, okay? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, what? Lean to thine own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. And so we are looking for God to direct our paths and this walk. I'm sorry that I just took off one day and didn't come back. I'm sure you thought, man, what kind of a shepherd is he, you know? But God has been good, and I just am thankful that you all are here tonight, you know. That shows me a lot about, you know, how much you care. And we will try to get the email thing going, right, Bob? And so everybody knows what's going on. Let's pray. Let's bow in a word of prayer and ask God to help. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for everyone here tonight and those that couldn't make it. I pray, Lord, that you would draw this church together in a new, in a fresh way, that you would bless Cliff as he, Lord, preaches and leads, that you would help Dave as he's around the church and takes care of many of the duties here. And I just pray for our deacons, God, that you would give them wisdom, help them, God, to make right decisions as they also lead the church. We ask that you'd especially help me and, Lord, to look to you for strength and help in time of need. Thankful, God, that you are the God of the living and of the dead. And so, Lord, we always have faith and peace in you. And, Lord, we know that you'll take care of us wherever we go. And someday we're all going to end up in glory, those that know Christ as Savior. And we're all going to rejoice around your throne. And we're going to sing, "Are We Worth It All?" when we see Jesus. And, Lord, I'm thankful for, Lord, this evening, a special time to see these good folk. And we ask your blessing on them in Jesus' name. Amen.
I thought it was interesting this morning that the message was on the parable of the talents, just about the picture of faithfulness, because I was telling Dad on the way over here, I think that they have exemplified that in their lives. Whatever God has placed in front of them, they have poured their heart into, they have invested into deeply, and they have risked. And so many of you here tonight can attest to that, that these two up here together as a team have poured into you and invested deeply into you, and that's what that's all about. It's not about waiting for someone else to come along with less needs or someone else to come along with a better marriage. It's for them to invest into those that God puts straight in front of them. And so as their son-in-law, they've been an incredible example to me in ministry and to my wife, but also I know to you, having been able to reap the benefits of that for these last 7 years. So what we wanted to do in these next few moments here tonight, I know that for you, his last Sunday here was a Sunday actually that I preached, I think on February 17th, and he came in towards the end and of the service, and some of you were able to talk to him and hug him and things like that. He's not going to be up to a big receiving line tonight, just energy-wise, but we wanted to give you guys an opportunity to share. We've done this thing for the last several years whenever someone has left, where it's called love and impact time, where basically you share just how this couple, Pastor and Mrs. Holders, have impacted you, what you love about them and how that's impacted you.
What you hate about us,
too. No, you talk about that later. No, not at all. And so just, Mom, if you can kind of pull your chair up here, because they're going to be directing their thoughts to you. But we've got this little microphone here, and if you'd like to just share, please don't go for 20 minutes, because we probably maybe have about 15, 20 minutes to do this. So if you could just share maybe a way that God has used them, something you've loved about them, and how they've impacted you personally, just to have this chance to affirm them publicly. Let's do that for the next several minutes. So if you're ready to go, just raise your hand, and we'll get you the microphone and get rolling. Okay. And just introduce yourself, even though you think everyone knows you.
Okay, thank you. Ooh. I hope I can do this. It might be one of the hardest things I've done. Oh, boy. This goes back a long way, and I'll try to make it brief. I met Filene and Pastor when I was 17. I was newly saved. God brought them into my life. I had quit the public school, and I had no idea where I was going, and except heaven. I knew that. I had been saved, and I didn't know where my life was headed. I didn't have the best home life. I didn't have a mom and dad that loved me. And I come into their life. I come into the school a wreck, literally. And they took me under their wing, took me into their home, and I will never be able to repay you. And thank you, because you mean the world to me. This is so tough. You mean everything to me. And there's a picture over there, Pastor, specifically for you. My graduation day was one of the best days of my life. And I mean, they led me there. I, I had the toughest time to learning, and they just stuck by me and did everything for me and pulled me out when I didn't have parents that cared and didn't love me. And they loved me, and I have never felt love from this couple. I mean, it's amazing. They are the best people in the world, and I love you both so dearly.
I'll do it gentle.
We're just going to put a new battery in. Would someone else care to share?
Okay, when my husband explains me and the pastor's relationship, he's a pastor, but they're like brother and sister because they pick on each other, Nick, back and forth, and that's what I love about him. I've always known the Lord, but these two are the ones that came and took my hand and took me over that line to get me baptized, and I'm thankful that you were the one that baptized me, and I think that's the reason God had me so long to wait to be baptized as I have you. You're my pastor. You'll always be my pastor, even with the little quotation marks that made me mad. You'll always be my pastor, and you'll always be my friends. And I, from the day when I had my surgery, that you guys sat there for hours and hours, even though I wasn't awake, you still sat there while I was going through my surgery. And I'll love you forever, and know that I'll always be there. If you guys let us, you were always there for me. How many times did you come and visit me at the hospital? So let me do the same. Okay.
Thank you. Someone else. Yeah. You can actually stay where you are there, Gene.
There you go. I hate public speaking, but I've known this couple for 25 years. And I know Chuck is man-to-man, one of the finest examples of a Christian I've ever met. And, my kids all went to their Christian school, and I know him as a basketball coach, a Christian school principal, soccer coach. And and Felina, you tutored my children. And I always knew that when my kids went off to your school, they weren't just going to a Christian school. They were going to a place where the people loved them. And your life has been a ministry. I saw a bumper sticker the other day about, said, I'm striving to be the kind of person that my dog thinks I am. And as long as I live, both of you, your life has been a ministry for Christ and a great testimony to my children, to myself. I didn't grow up in a Christian family, and as I've watched you go through your lives and your trials, you've been nothing but a positive testimony, and I truly thank you for your ministry to myself, to my family, to my wife, and I pray that God will get you through this present trial, and that you can bless us with your presence for years to come. Thank you.
Eugene. Someone else. Is someone else ready? Oh, here you go.
Not many of you will have this kind of testimony, but having been a former pastor, it's sometimes very difficult to find a church where you're accepted by the pastor and even valued. And I thank you, Pastor and Lilina, for accepting us and being willing to use us And I thank you for having fought a good fight and given us a good example. We love you.
Excellent. Thank you.
I'm going to try to get through this. I'm going to speak for all my family and extended family that can't be here. Brad and Lee actually thought about flying up here for tonight. I know they wanted to be here. I grew up in a Presbyterian church, and I traveled a lot, and I never was really close to my church family. And when Brian and I got married, we attended Southwest, which is where Brian attended high school, where Pastor was the principal. And he's known the Holdridges longer, but as a woman, I feel like that Philene is a second mother to me, and their grandparents to our children, as we don't have family here, immediate grandparents, they have great-grandparents. And I come from a medical family, so I know, as Cliff spoke this morning, when they start speaking words that are 30 letters long and you can't pronounce them and you just look at the doctors and you shake your head like you know what you're talking about, that you really have no clue what the doctors are saying. And I know how frustrating that can be. And as Robin Whiting shared at a ladies' tea a few weeks ago, when Pastor was going through this, how we have our valleys, and at times we wonder where God is taking us and what he's leading through this. And Cliff spoke to my heart this morning in ways that I can't even begin to say to all of you here. And if you have not heard his message and you were not here, I urge you, get on the website and listen to it. I have a friend of a friend who has not wants nothing to do with God. And a week ago, I was like, I can't be friends with her. I don't know how to do this. When I talk about God, she's offended. And I felt called to walk up in front of an altar this morning after Cliff's message, because I'm a hypocrite if I will not witness to other people. And I know a pastor's preached it from the pulpit. And I just want to say that we're very fortunate to have Cliff here. And I know this transition is hard for all of us, but I want you guys to know that you are in our continued thought and prayers. And if there's anything you need, know that all of us are here. And we wish you guys the best.
Thanks. Is there someone else ready to share? Oh, here we go.
My name is Paula Kaler, my husband Larry and I. We're not a member yet. We're trying to become members. We've been here 3.5 years. And Pastor and Philena, you have been a blessing to us. You've just really been wonderful. You've touched our lives. And Pastor and Philena are one of the biggest reasons that we want to be members of this church. Where we were before, we didn't feel the love and caring that we feel in this church. They helped us. They remarried us for our 15th anniversary. I was put up for adoption when I was 13. My biological mother passed away, and I ended up having a memorial service for a woman that hated my guts and wanted me dead. And Pastor was there, and he did the memorial service for me, and they were both a blessing for that. They helped me through that. I've had surgeries because I have been battling cancer for 5 years, and I've had many, many surgeries. And they've definitely prayed for us. And every night, Pastor and Philena, you two are both in our prayers. Every single day, every single night, you're in our prayers. And whatever the Lord wants, that's what we have to deal with. Whether you're here, whether you have to go, it's the Lord's will. I wish you could be here forever, but none of us can. But you've been wonderful, and we love you so, so much. And soon, hopefully, we'll be able to be a part of this church family permanently. We love yous, and thank you for everything that you've done for us.
I guess it's our table's turn. Well, I'm Rich Blake, and I'm a member of the church, and I've been a member for a long time, so I've seen quite a few of our pastors. And this last quarter in Sunday school, we've been studying leadership and looking at Joshua. And it brings to my mind all the pastors we've had leading the church and their characteristics. And some leaders are flamboyant, and they're big, and they're larger than life, and others are not. And I think the mark of Pastor and Philena and their oneness together is a mark of humility and a mark in that characteristic of love. And I found that refreshing and new, and it is the mark of a great leader. And you've been an amazing leader, and you will continue to be, even though God has saw fit to take you out of the role that you've been so used to over the last several years. So I guess what I wanted to say was, I love you a lot. I know we all love you a lot, and we're going to continue to pray and look with eagerness to God's answering our prayers and not just, you know, hoping. We're praying that you'll get a liver and that he'll restore your health and bring you to stay with us for that 70, if not more, because this is a man who is humble, and this is a man who has been marked by I'm not just speaking of Pastor. I'm speaking of both Pastor and Philina, because they are one, the two. Humble and fears God, and the promise of that, of course, is long life. And I know we're not all supposed to go up and hug and kiss you, and I don't usually do that. So those that know me, this isn't my style, but it seems more than appropriate.
All right. And I just want to encourage you, we don't always get this chance with someone who is stepping aside. So don't miss your opportunity to really affirm them publicly. I think when you're going through a hard time like they are, I mean, Dad was telling me in the car on the way over just how much your letters have just poured into his heart. And it just warms his heart and his soul. So don't miss your opportunity to share what they've meant to you tonight.
Pastor Chuck and Philina, I was in this church when I was young. You guys knew that. My name is Rosalie O'Grand. I went away for a long time. I didn't come to church. I didn't think no one cared. About 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, Helga Blake came to my house and asked me to come to church. I didn't know what church she was asking me to come to. Well, find out, it was a church that I was brought up in, and went away. And there was a lot of problems going on back then. But when I came back, Philina and Pastor Chuck welcomed me like I was never away. Most of you know that the little girl that I'm raising, Jasmine, is not really mine, but she calls me Mommy. Philina and Chuck has been there for her, too. She has been going through a lot with her real father and her real mother. And also in October of last year, Philina and Pastor Chuck was there for me when my youngest brother passed away. He's all I had left. They were there. My husband and I have not been here a lot, but we've got a farm that we've got to take care of. That's why he's not here tonight. But he wanted me to tell you both that he does love you. We are praying for you. And hopefully we can get together. And Pastor Chuck, hope you find the liver that you need. And we all love you.
I just wanted to say goodbye because Pastor has been being a really good pastor for a long time. And, well, I hope you can feel better, Pastor. Bye.
Sean Seal, we've been here about 6 years, just after you started, I think, that we came. We moved from Pensacola, and it was interesting. My wife, Julie, grew up and went to Southwest with them, and I remember actually, it's amazing how the Lord works sometimes. We had just moved into a new house in Florida. We had every intention of staying there for the long haul, so to speak, and she had heard that you guys were called here. This is her home church from when she was younger, And she just started telling me stories about school and the various testimonials that she has about both of you. And then we just, I think it was right from there that we both started praying, and within probably 5 months, we had our house up for sale, and I was looking for work here, and we ended up, I was looking all over upstate New York. The Lord put me in Oswego. And so we came here, and we had housing needs, and Pastor, through my in-laws, offered us the parsonage during a time that was much needed. And they were wonderful about that, and you never felt, just story after story. There was one time Julie and I had a need for a pastor. It was 8:30 at night. Called them up. They came over and prayed with us, talked with us, and helped us through a difficult time that we were going through, that the Lord provided you. And there was never a, am I going to come or not come? They just said, we're getting in the car and we'll be there in 20 minutes. And So it has. It's been a lot of years. I've talked to Ms. H many times about a lot of different things just sitting there, and it's just always a pleasant, wonderful, warm conversation. And Julie wished she could have been here, but she did have to work tonight. And we love you. Thank you.
Someone else. Oh, I'll go here first, then. We'll go next.
Jason Longley, and Pastor and Mrs. H have been putting up with me in some facet here since I was about 6 years old. So it's really been amazing to have been part of the school that you folks were you led, and then have a second chance to be part of another ministry, coming to church here. And Pastor, I'll never forget a lot of the memory verses that you forced us kicking and screaming to memorize at the school. and if I wasn't having to do it for sports, I probably wouldn't have been able to. So, Mrs. H, and you know, never being able, I would have never made it through algebra without you. And you know, I just, it's the little things like that that you really think about that really makes you appreciate people. But I just want to thank you very much for just what your ministry has meant to my wife and I, and we love you very much.
Hello,
Peter. Is it on?
Yep.
Hi.
Oh, this is going to be hard. I've been a I've been a member of this church since 1968, so I've seen a lot of pastors come and gone. When Philina and Pastor first came here, one of the questions I asked Philina was really, I said, do you like to cook a homemade meal for your husband when he gets out of work? And she probably never heard that question before, because I wanted to know if her family was important to her, and her answer really meant an awful lot to me. Pastor, when you came here, there wasn't much love in our church. There was a lot of hurting people. What you've done with God's help is make us a congregation that really cares about each other again. You brought such a healing to our church, and I just love you both very, very much, and I really thank the Lord that he brought you into our church.
Is there anyone else? Oh, back here.
My name is Drew Damon. Some of you don't know me, and I could tell because you've been staring at me all night. About 4 years ago, I was 21, and my youth pastor, from when I was a child, Chris Brown, called me up and said there was a church looking for a guy to start a youth ministry. So I drove up from BBC in Clark Summit to the middle of Saskatchewan every weekend in the winter on I-81. Yes, that was a joke. I'm sorry. And for a pastor of a small church to trust a 21-year-old kid with teens meant something to me. The way the church came around me, those of you who recognize me have ran to me tonight, showed something to me of how much you valued your teenagers and the future and the present state of the church. The book of Lamentations is sad and horrible because of its name. People don't like lamenting. But in the middle of Lamentations, we find a passage of Scripture. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. You have been a tremendous encouragement to me through the years, watching you for the short time that I knew you. I just want to say thank you to you.
All right, thanks for that. Someone else want to publicly affirm Mom and Dad Holder cheer? We'll take a couple more, and then we're going to, for the sake of Dad, call it a night. Anyone else able to share?
I'm going to try to get through it. I have known you two for over 25 years. And three words come to my mind. Faithfulness, humility, and grace. And I'll never forget, we were bringing the kids over for tutoring, as Joshua always called Mrs. Holdridge, the algebra angel, because my kids could never have gotten through math, but there was so much more than tutoring at that house. You know, my kids came, and I know I would always get teased because there was more nurturing and caring as well as tutoring. I mean, my children have memories that they will keep forever from Chuck, you teasing them about, you know, come on, we need to get doing math. But the example you have been to my children and to Jean and I, we were looking for a church, and I remember I think I was visiting with Grandpa Lavin, and I remember Pastor saying, well, you might want to check us out. and you know, Jean and I had talked that they have been a family that has been faithful. Their children are faithful, so that, you know, we have just seen that as a constant in their life, as well as humility. I don't think there's a more humble couple I've ever met in my Christian life. And grace. You've had grace with Jean and I that I cannot even thank you enough for, as well as grace with my family. And I've said different times that this church, through their leadership, has been a spiritual hospital. I mean, like Helga said, you know, there are so many hurting people, and they have had grace, and they have loved people, you know, and just always wanted them to just grow closer to God, you know, walk closer and share that and continue that legacy with our own children, and on and on. So for that, in sharing your father with us, I will never, ever forget the times I just could sit in your home and you know, learn and glean and feel loved, you know. And, you know, my daughter never had a grandpa. She had two, but none of them took an interest in her like your dad. And, you know, that's her grandpa and will always be her grandpa in her mind. So thank you for sharing him and for everything you've done for us. And we truly love you and can't wait to hear you preach occasionally. We're looking forward to that as the years go on. So thank you.
Excellent. Anyone else here before we... Oh, we're going to jump right over here first. Okay.
Pastor, I just want to say that really thankful for the way that you and Philena were with Barb when she was so sick. I mean, for months she was just... I didn't know what to think. She was down so bad, but you were always there to help her and pray for her, and you know how much that meant to us, because it meant a lot. You two are such loving people, and you care so much for people, and I'm really going to miss you, and I know the good Lord's going to heal you. I know that, and a Yankee fan will just never leave. So thank you so much.
I have one question. What's with the black?
There's purple as well. That's royalty.
I'm Sally Austin, and I just want to thank God for giving us a pastor with humor. That is something that is foreign to us Austins. You know, we just come from a phlegmatic home, and you know, John is very quiet, but your humor has kept us going, and we thank you for that, Pastor. Anne of Green Gables, when Anne was telling Diana Barry that she was her kindred spirit, Philina has been my kindred spirit. And I remember when we were agonizing over when John was going through some tough times and his dad was sick, we agonized over where we would go to church because we were going to Baldwinsville and it was so far, and John's dad was so sick. And Chuck came to visit my father-in-law in the hospital. You know, we weren't members, but he showed love and compassion to us, and he loved us through many hard times, and we're deeply grateful. Thank you for the privilege of having you as our friends, and we look forward to great things ahead.
Anyone else? We'll take two more, and then we'll close our time.
I would feel cheated. I would feel cheated, Chuck, if I didn't say something coming here. But we're not members of this church or most any church, but we have been invited to their house to a small group that they had there, and we were treated just like we were part of the flock while we were there. And it was a wonderful blessing to us to meet Philina and Chuck, and realizing that they were one. They were one, and they were like, and they ministered together. And June and I were saying the other day that we realized that he wasn't he was a shepherd that worked 24 hours a day, because if he wasn't working, Philina was, and they were as one, and we recognized that. And I think the thing that June and I appreciated more than anything else is the reality of these people. They didn't have the old religion that we talk about religion. They had the true reality and walked the walk, and they believed in all of that. And we enjoyed that. That's one of the things we enjoyed about the small group. And we realized that the small group was there. We were tied in there. That was really a blessing every time they'd call June Day for us to go to the small group, and we used to look forward to it. We used to drive about 80 miles in the morning to go to church in the morning, and then we'd come back at night, but they would call us, and we'd have some place to go at night, so it took up our whole day. But it was really a blessing, and it was a blessing to know you, Chuck, and it was a blessing to know Philina. And I would feel cheated if I didn't have a chance to say thank you.
My name is Robin Whiting, and I have known Philina and Chuck for almost 40 years. I know that surprises you, since I don't look like I could be old enough to know them for 40 years. I was very young. Anyway, Pastor Chuck was my teacher, and then he was my employer. I worked for him. And he's now my pastor. His wife has been like a sister to me, an older sister, and a mom, all wrapped up in one. And their family has been like family to us. in all the years that we've known them, we can honestly say that we have seen Jesus in you. Thank you for sharing yourselves with us.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
Pastor Chuck, I just want to praise God and thank you. You have been a Christ-like example of a good shepherd to us. I'm grateful for your hospitality. You've always had an open home to anyone with any need. You've come alongside us to assist many of us here through difficulties, through troubles. Without hesitation, you were there for a funeral of my grandfather as well as Bonnie's. And I praise the Lord for your service. I praise God that you're a caring man, you're a humble person, and God bless both of you. I truly pray with anticipation that God would raise your health up again and you could serve him for many years to come.
Okay, so I think we've reached our last testimony tonight. If you have some things that you wish you had said, please write them down. I think those envelopes are still upstairs that are addressed and stamped already. Please, if you weren't able to do it or you're just feeling a little too emotional tonight to do it, please write it down and send it to them because it means so much. But we've got a couple of daughters back here that want to say say a word, we'll say.
No, it'll be quick. One of my favorite verses in Scripture is actually Paul, when he talks about the ministry that he had with people, and he says to them, like, you know that we came to you with no vain, like, wanting to get glory, but one of the things that he says in there is, but we shared with you our lives, not just, like, getting up and preaching and whatever, but that he shared his life with them, you know, and I feel like, you know, it's been so, obviously, I think it's been healing to my parents being here, too. Like, it's funny, you know, with Helga, what you were saying, but it's just been such a blessing getting to see my dad lead and preach. And I obviously respect them and just feel blessed to be their daughter. And it's just so encouraging, and this hopefully will be a nice shot in the arm, Dad. Give you that boost to know that, like, God has a future still. And I just want to thank all of you here for just sharing your lives with them and encouraging them and supporting them financially and continuing to come alongside it here in the future. And we love you guys, too.
A couple of weeks ago, I decided to step forth and become a member. I figured I probably should since my husband's preaching. I wanted to, too. But so now I'm coming underneath his authority, too. No, just kidding. I do already. It was the week that, or the Sunday that they kind of made the announcement about Dad and him, you know, stepping down or whatever. And of course, it was emotional. And that's one area, Mom, which we've definitely, Apple does not fall very far from that tree of the emotional side, which is something we love and are thankful for, even though we make ourselves look like idiots most of the time because we have that scary cry, you know, where you look scary when you cry, or ugly cry, one or the other. But Dave was like, you know, he's like, would you like to come in with the deacons and share? And I was like, it's going to be hard. I don't know if I can do it. It's been an emotional morning. And then as I said that, it just dawned on me, and I actually shared it with the men right before I shared my testimony, but what better way to honor my dad than to share my testimony? Mom and Dad, I remember when I got married and I had a letter written to you that was read, and, you know,
I remember writing in the letter, you know, there's no words to express my love and gratitude for you both and what you've meant and how much you've done. I mean, going through the years of just my sickness and trips to the hospital and all that stuff. And then I wrote in the letter, but the only thing I can do is offer my life, our lives, is a living example of the love that you've given and poured into us. We now want to pour into our families and our children and people's lives too. And that's the legacy that you've left and you're leaving with everybody here is just your love, and that it expands and it grows and it ripples out. And so that's the impact you've had on our life. And then Becca mentioned Paul, and it was funny because she said Paul. And I'm like, hey, I was going to talk about Paul. But one of the things he talks about to the church, I think it was in Ephesus, was it was Corinth, I can't remember, but one of the churches, he said to the people there, you are my joy and my crown. And I just want you guys to know that you guys are my parents' joy and crown. And that the love and the encouragement and the, I don't even know the words to express it, but you people have just loved them so wholly and fully that it's hard to even describe. But you know, when all of us kids moved out of the house and Dad was kind of not sure what God's call for him was next, it was hard for us because we wanted to come back and just fix everything. And then God called them here. And then it was kind of like, you know, we could tell they missed us. But it was like, we'd call and they'd be going off here and doing this. And we'd get the answering machine. So finally I'm like, you guys are having way too much fun without us, you know, without us here. But it was just because they were excited about what God was doing here, and they were so excited about the call that God had placed for them here and how God, he does, he works everything together for good. And it's always not the good that we always can see. It's a good that's a greater good. And so that's, Mom and Dad, we love you so much. And I think tears are more because of Dad watching you suffer, but I think the faithfulness that Cliff talked about this morning, that's you guys, that's you. And I think there is a peace that passes understanding, knowing that we have Jesus at the end. No, and no liver or kidney for that matter is going to be as good as that. And so yeah, thank you. Thank you, everybody here. And Mom, Dad, we love you so much.
All right, well, thank you all for sharing your hearts. And as we sort of finish up the night, Dave is going to share his heart as well and then lead us in a prayer time. And then when that is done, if possible, we want to just kind of wheel Dad right out to the car if we can. Just, this has been an amazing gift to have him here, and we're so glad. Remember, we were planning this with him probably not here, so this is an amazing gift. And so if at all you could let him just kind of go right out and get in the car so we can get him home before he does too much tonight, okay? So Dave's going to share.
I finished this where I started. Wow. Okay, so funny story, because it'll help with the rest. 3 years ago, we had a trip to Nicaragua, and we made a lot of memories. But one of the ones that stuck in my head the most, I shared this with Philina, was the sounds that Pastor made of the cold shower. Matt Houghton and I shared a room with him, and we would literally stop whatever we were doing and run to our room when we knew that he was going to be in the shower. And we would just sit there dying because it sounded like he was dying from that cold water. It just occurred to me that it's been 4 years and 2 days since I started working with the youth here. And I had the benefit of coming in to a really happy, healthy, loving congregation. And as I've heard throughout these 4 years, and as I've heard tonight, it was because of their love. I have never seen a pastor or a couple that shows love and that has showed so much love more than Pastors Philena. Christ spoke to his disciples and he said that they will know you are my disciples because of the love that you have for one another. And if ever we have had an example of that love, it's with Pastor. I love you guys. That's not funny. It's really not funny.
No. No, it's just a flip.
If we could, as well as we can, stand up and kind of gather around. I've asked Rich, and would you pray? We're just going to pray as a congregation, lay hands on them. I'll close, and then we'll get them out of here to rest.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gift of Pastor and Philena, and we are so thankful for the opportunity to have learned under their example and under their leadership and under their love. We thank you for all those that took a moment to express their love. And we just ask, Lord, that you would hear our prayers as we all in unison and together ask, Lord, that you would restore Pastor's health and that we might share with them for a few more years, Lord. We're selfish and we know that you would also enjoy Pastor's presence, but we ask, Lord, that you would please bless us with a few more years of Pastor and Philena. And these things we ask, Lord, in your precious name, in Jesus' name, amen.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that we can gather here tonight to honor this man, Lord, your pastor, our pastor. Father, may his heart be filled with joy as, Lord, we share the testimonies of how he's touched us. And God, there's so many more here, I'm sure, that did not get a chance to share, or maybe it was just the speaking in front of everybody that held him back. But Father, thank you for the love that the pastor and Phi have poured out into all these people here. Lord, to build your church, I pray, God, that you bless him, Lord. Bring him through the days, the weeks, the months ahead, Lord. Restore his health. Father, keep him spiritually strong, Lord. And just ministering as he goes, Lord. Whether it be the hospital, Lord, or Father, wherever you would bring him through this trial, God. Use him, Lord, to touch people as you've used him here these past several years. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up an incredible servant of yours whose faithfulness echoes through every heart in this room. Lord, I pray that we might have the boldness to love as deeply and to serve as completely as they have. Thank you, Lord, for his presence here in person, that we might love on him and that we might encourage him. Pray that your hand would continue to be on him. In Jesus' name, amen.